I would wish that the girls would be careful, patient, protective, and then they will go through and complete their school. But should they get pregnant, while especially preparing for an examination as this one, original exam, I didn't think we should deprive them from taking the exam once they are physically fit. Now, the religious institutions may likely not condone that. So all we said was, okay, if they cannot stay in your school, then just send them to the public school and we allow them to complete because they are in the 12th grade. The regional exam is scheduled. If they don't take the exam this year, then the entire curriculum changes next year and they will have to repeat the senior high school. But some of them actually let the student remain. I think they're finishing the exam today, finally. So that's very good. I don't think it should be anything we encourage. As a Christian myself, it won't be anything to encourage. But I'm in the public service. And in the public service, all children are our responsibility. And we must find a way to create opportunity for them, even if they have a situation like they just experienced.
You have also expressed concern, Mr. Minister, not only about the girls, but you're also concerned about some of the young men have gone to the southeastern region of the country to do some artisanal mining. What exactly do you mean?
I didn't go that way. What I really said was we collaborate with the Ministry of Health, and the Ministry of Health has to give a go-ahead for us to resume classes. So my case is, the longer you let the folks stay out of school, the less busy they become, and some of them are likely to find something else outside of the school environment. If that were to happen, then we have an issue. Because once they leave and they go to, say, they go to find a job, ride a motorbike, or they go to dig gold or dig diamond, and they find a livelihood in that, they're not going to come back to school. And that is a problem that we've had even now. Some students, once they decide to do something and begin to earn income, they don't come back. So we have those kind of dropouts, and eventually they remain there. So for us, the longer we stay out of school, the likelihood of that being even more pervasive was my concern.
So, Minister, when do you think then schools are going to reopen?
Officially, for the next academic year, schools are open now. But we staggered the enrollment. We brought them in by levels because we still have the virus obtaining in our country. So we brought them in at different levels. As I'm speaking now, the 12th graders are ending the examination, and the 6th to 9th graders are in school. They will be ending in October. And then the 10th and 11th grade will come in, and they will be ending by November 15th. When that happens, the academic year closes officially. We are hoping that by the next 2 months or so down the road, the health people will find a way so that we can open for the next academic year. If everything goes well, we hope to start by December of 2020 to 2021 for the next academic year. Because as you know, we have not yet closed the whole academic year, which will be closing this year, November. That's where we are right now.
Thank you so much, Mr. Minister, for taking the time to speak with us. We do appreciate very much.
Thank you for granting me the platform to talk with you, Larry. God bless you then.